Welcome back. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Working adults can now obtain their high school diplomas online. A new program is aimed at the 10% of Kansas adults who do not have a high school diploma, and it's completely online and free. In the wake of the pandemic, the program has seen an increase in older adults taking advantage. A mother of four from Olathe has just graduated from the program, which will put her in the same graduating class as her oldest son, who's a senior in high school. That mother who's about to graduate is Kelly Morse. Kelly, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Greg Harp also joins us. He's the Chief Development Officer for the program, which is called the Graduation Alliance. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Kelly, you've got to be feeling pretty good about your accomplishment here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I really do. I just honestly was worried with being trapped in the restaurant industry for the last 18 years that I was just never going to have the opportunity to ever get out of it, especially with having four kids to take care of. So
is that what
this program just go ahead.
Is that what motivated you to go through this, is to move on from the restaurant industry?
Yes. You know, with COVID happening, it just kind of really allowed me that break and be able to make a choice. And with this program, it just totally gave me that opportunity during this downtime of not being able to work.
How important was it for you maybe to be a good example to your own kids?
Oh, very. You know, my oldest is the senior this year too. And I think it just even helped push him further through the end of his year to even try more. You know, he's just an extremely well student as it is, but my other youngest kids, they just see how important it is and have just helped encourage me along the way.
How cool is it to be graduating about the same time as your son?
I think it's pretty awesome. You know, I dropped out when I was pregnant with him, and just to be able to come back and finish the year with him, it's, I don't know, to me, if there was going to be a year, I guess this is kind of the coolest year for a mom, right? You know, within my situation, it was just kind of really awesome.
And has he been okay with it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, teenagers, how they are,
yeah.
He was very supportive during it, you know, but I think it's kind of almost somewhat awkward, you know, but he's just so proud of me that the awkward, like, doesn't even play any kind of part of it. It's just kind of like, yeah, this is so proud of you that it's been interesting, that's for sure. We learned about a lot of the same stuff at the same time with me completing the senior year at the same time as him. So,
did you help each other out? Well, we might be having some connection problems with Kelly Morse. We'll try to get
there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, did you help each other out, Kelly?
Yeah, especially with the algebra. I just wasn't understanding it. I have a lot of difficulties and disabilities myself. So he's ahead of class of me in algebra. So it was really refreshing to know that he was there for me. And, you know, it was really nice because he was going through a lot of the same stuff I was going through at the same time in the classes. So if I didn't understand anything, he'd go, oh, I learned about this year, last year, and was just able to help me grasp it in other ways if I couldn't understand anything. But the program was just amazing. It's almost like just proof that you're not going to have any problems with it, just with all the staff and just the type of program, how it's set up. It's just fail-proof, you know?
I was going to say, what is it about math, Kelly? You and me both. I mean, I just absolutely struggled with it. Even in college, I had to take a class my junior year, and it was like I had to work so hard to get through that course, you know. Well, Greg, I gather.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was for you too, it sounds like, Kelly. Greg, I gather,
yes,
it's folks
the letters
like,
become involved.
Right. Greg, I gather it's folks like Kelly, and this is what the Graduation Alliance is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly is the type of story, a reason we get up every morning, and why we've partnered with Central Plains School District to do programs like this is to help improve the lives of people just like Kelly, and to inspire kids and to make sure we get people a high school diploma and on to college if that's what they choose to do. So that's exactly why we get up every morning.
Explain the program to us, Greg. Just give us the outlines of it. How does it work?
Yeah, so the program is designed for students who don't have a GED or high school diploma and have reached the age of 20, the residents of Kansas. It is completely online and asynchronous, but it is not self-paced. And so that's one of the things, you know, we have high expectations of our students, as Kelly can attest. And so, but we also then support the students. And so with that flexibility comes the support of an academic coach and tutors and lots of people around folks like Kelly, so that they have the support they need in order to complete their diploma.
And it's asynchronous. You used a big $10 word there. What does that mean?
Yeah, so asynchronous just means that you don't have to show up at a particular time. So if you are working with kids, or you have multiple jobs, or, you know, whatever situation you're in, we can work with you at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 p.m. in the afternoon, whatever works for your schedule.
And it's completely free, Greg. Help me with that. How does that work? Where does your money come from?
Yeah, great question. So it is free to the student. So in Kansas, each school district is allowed to fund adult programs on a per credit basis. And so the district is reimbursed for every credit that a student is able to complete. And so it allows the students to go through completely free and to fund the program through state education dollars.
So the districts themselves are funding this program, Greg?
Yeah, that's correct. Through the state aid that they receive on a per student basis, similar to just K-12. It's just slightly organized differently for adult populations.
I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on the bureaucracy here, but you work for a group called the Graduation Alliance. Kelly was enrolled in the Central Plains Diploma Completion Program. How are those two connected?
Yeah, so we have a partnership. So Graduation Alliance focuses on students who have struggled and not gotten a high school diploma. And so we partner with school districts and state agencies, community colleges all over the country, including in Kansas, to help run programs that are specifically designed for students like Kelly and others who are in her situation.
Do the states of Kansas and Missouri recognize, you know, you and the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, so in Kansas in particular, in Missouri, we don't have a program today, but in Kansas in particular, the program is recognized through an approval process that Central Plains and Graduation Alliance went through in order to have that. In addition, Graduation Alliance and the Diploma Central Plains adult program is accredited through a regional accrediting agency, which allows that diploma to be recognized by every college in the United States.
Kelly, how far in high school did you get the first time around?
I finished 10th grade, and I was about three quarters of the way through 11th grade when I left.
Well, why did you drop out? Are you there, Kelly? Or Greg, I'll come back to you here. What percent of students who enroll actually manage to go on to graduate?
Yeah, so it depends a little bit on the number of credits they start with, but our overall graduation percentage is about 67%.
Huh. That's pretty impressive.
We like to think so. We work really hard to make sure they have the support so that they can complete.
Kelly, are you back with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you were saying you dropped out in your junior year. What caused you to drop out?
You know, just with all my disabilities, everything was just so challenging with attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, and being on the spectrum. I just kind of felt like there just wasn't enough help in the school district for people like me, honestly, within the schools I went to. And I just wasn't learning what I needed to. And it was just a fight constantly for so many years. And then, you know, just being pregnant, it just added so much more to it that I just decided it was probably time just to move on from that and try again later. And I had several times to try and get the GED, but the programs just were not working for me.
And why was that?
You know, the good majority of them are just like at basic libraries or at the community college. And you have to go like, I don't know, 54 hours. You have to study within there, but they don't have people to actually sit down and like really study with you, especially for people that had IEPs and stuff like that. So there just were no accommodations to someone like me at all. And this program just totally opened up so much more for me and allowed me to learn in a total different way than when I did in high school and in middle school.
And explain that to me. How was it so totally different?
Well, for one, like the programs that they had, I mean, the online was, it was kind of scary at first, just because with all my disabilities, you feel like you need to have that person by your side, but you have instant messaging with all your teachers or technical support if there seems to be an issue. And everyone is given a coach at the beginning. So you have that one person to be by your side to answer any questions, you know, as well as with the teachers. And they have like tabs for online tutoring. So, and a lot of the programs are based with like different kind of educational YouTube videos on how to. So I think a lot of those little links is what truly helped the program.
So if you were struggling with algebra and it's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, it sounds like you're saying to me you were able to get help at that time, even though it was late in the evening.
I mean, some of the teachers, you know, you can see that they're responding themselves even at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm sure every teacher is different, so I can't say how everyone's experience will be. But I mean, there was times, you know, you'd get an email or a message back just because that is their time to be grading papers and answering questions,
right,
too. So,
but this was a new way for you to learn, it sounds like, doing it online and reaching out for help online. It's kind of a new world here.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, too, with just how the internet has skyrocketed to be able to, if for some reason you just needed a little bit more help, you know, there's so many more types of YouTube educational videos and math that it saves you and gets you able to learn, because not everyone learns algebra the same. So being able to see different people's ways of teaching it was just truly amazing.
Kelly, how did you even hear about the Graduation Alliance and the program that you were in, the Central Plains Diploma Completion Program? How did you even hear about it to begin with?
Well, honestly, you know, it was one of those desperate times when you're in COVID, stuck at home, and you just really start thinking about life and how you wanted it to change. I always go searching for little programs and stuff. I anticipated to have to go back to the local library one. Because it seems about every 3 to 5 years I go back and I just keep trying again. And this program I finally succeeded at and finished. And it's just, I'm just so thankful and happy for this program. And, you know, it was just searching of desperateness and found it. And because it was so new, you know, I worried like it was going to be some of the others, but having faith and just knowing, you know, 2 months into it, I really realized this is legit. I can't believe this. And, you know, I was able to succeed with A's and B's my entire time through these courses. Just, It was just purely amazing to be able to experience this with these people.
So I'm gathering that your whole attitude, your whole view of what education is has sort of been turned on its head here.
Completely, yes. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that I ended up waiting this long to be able to have this program to be successful at, because it truly did make me grow up. You know, I'm 36 and I still felt like I was lacking a lot of education on, you know, government and politics, just everything and the history. And this program just totally it made me grow up and realize how much responsibility we have as citizens. And it's just, I can talk to so many different people about so many different things now, and knowing that you can have those conversations now is just, There's nothing like it, I tell you.
And I'm gathering that your self-confidence has gone the right direction in a pretty strong way here.
Extremely. Yeah. You know, there's when you don't have a high school diploma or a GED, it just drug me down every day. It's the one thing that kind of just made me kept feeling like a failure. And after this, I really feel like the sky's the limit, because I just never thought I would be able to get through the education of everything with how high school and then the GED programs went. But this program just made it just perfect. And I hope everybody can take advantage of this, because It truly will change your life.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR, and we're talking about a new program in Kansas aimed at adults who don't have a high school diploma, a way to get that diploma through an online set of classes. It's completely free. Greg Harp, again, with the Graduation Alliance here. I think Kelly Morris ought to be your poster person for years going forward here, Greg.
I agree. I just texted a couple of folks and said, Kelly's awesome. So Kelly is a great representative for sure. And we're so proud of her and proud of all the efforts she put in to get her diploma.
And Greg, is the Graduation Alliance, it's a national program, right?
It is a national program. So we operate in about 18 states.
All right, and you're trying to expand to the other states, including Missouri?
Yeah, correct. So we actually are working on a program in Missouri even as we speak with the legislature there. So hoping that that will move through in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Who has to, does the legislature have to sign off you coming into a state?
In Missouri's case, yes, because they didn't. In Kansas' case, they had a program that was set up. But in Missouri, there wasn't a program akin to that. And so Missouri did have to pass legislation, and we're looking to have that passed before they go out of session this year.
How confident are you that that's going to happen?
Well, I've been working with legislatures a long time, so I'm never overconfident, but it does look like there's a lot of bipartisan support there to, you know, serve the adults in Missouri as well. And so we're very hopeful that that will pass in the coming weeks.
Greg, if it does pass, how soon will you be set up in the state of Missouri?
So I would suspect that we would be up and running around September or October would be the goal.
So you could turn around that quickly then?
Yeah, so there's obviously approval processes and things that have to happen with the state that we would need to rely on. But once those take place, then at that point, we would be able to start operating very quickly.
How long has the Graduation Alliance been around, Greg?
So we're working on our 15th year this year. So we've been working with states and districts for 15 years now.
Who started it?
So we had a couple of co-founders. The ones that are with us are Rebecca Richards, who's currently our chief academic officer, and Greg Roseanne, who is our president and chief technology officer.
Hmm. Why is it so important to get a high school degree?
Well, there's a whole lot of reasons. So I think the main one is economic, and that is, you know, a student who gets a high school diploma makes $270,000 on average more per year than someone who doesn't have a high school diploma. Then you start to, you know, that doesn't even take into account if you get a certificate or a college diploma, which obviously the high school diploma is the entry and the key to that. You know, the economic potential that you have just increases from there. There's a lot of other citizenship reasons. I like what Kelly talked about, you know, just the fact of being aware of the responsibilities as a citizen and what we need to do for our fellow man is a critical part of what a high school diploma teaches you. And I think that was a key point that Kelly pointed out.
And you said a graduate from high school makes how much more during the course of a working career?
$270,000 more on average.
That's significant dollars, yeah. Well, if our listeners have questions about the Graduation Alliance and about this program, 816-235-2888 is our number, or you can tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. Did the pandemic enable more people to take advantage of what you guys have to offer, Greg?
It's an interesting question. We definitely got more demand, but the programs have been open where they're open and available to those students for quite some time. And so because we are an asynchronous online program, it may have opened people's eyes to that being an opportunity, but it didn't really change much for us in the sense that we're remote anyway.
How much did enrollments go up in the last year, even like in the state of Kansas?
Yeah, so it was our first year in Kansas, so hard to compare. But overall, demand appears to be up about 15 to 20%.
Okay. 816-235-2888 is our number here, or you can tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. Kelly, everyone had challenges during the pandemic, but you seem to make the best of that opportunity. How did the pandemic affect your plans?
Well, I was really scared at first, you know, with having four kids and one of them is severe special needs. So I lost my care attendant and just kind of felt trapped at home.
Wow.
So I just lost. And so like, I just was going everywhere and anywhere on the internet to try and find hope of moving forward. And after I saw the program, I think it started in August last year for Kansas. I'm not 100% sure, but I found it in mid-December, started late December, and now I've graduated at the end of April. So it's a very fast program.
I was going to say, so you made up a year and a half roughly in 6 months or so, Kelly, if I'm doing the math quickly in my head here.
Yes.
That's moving pretty fast. Were you working on it almost every day?
You know, in the very beginning, I was really crunching in and trying to get it out. I actually finished a couple of my first courses within like a week, because you get roughly about 3 weeks to finish a half credit. So some of them I was flying through and was able to do within a week, just because of how well set up and just how smooth everything went with the staff and the coaches. And it's just amazing. I can't say enough.
What did you learn? What subject area did you sort of focus in that you found maybe the most interesting, the most enlightening? What lit your light bulb?
History and government.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why?
Well, you know, just with how everything's been going the last 18 years around the world with all the presidency stuff and everything, I've kind of tried to somewhat stay on the back burner. And I've just realized with, you know, coming close to 40 that I really, truly need to participate in all this. And just learning so much about, you know, all the people of the judicial and just everything. There was just so much I had no clue of. And it just enlightened me and opened my eyes to the world. And I feel like I can have my own opinion now, other than, you know, trying to either go off families, traditions, or, right. You know, and it's just been truly amazing to be able to have my own opinion off of everything that I've learned. And, you know, just all the stuff in history, it was just amazing to be able to go back and actually appreciate it now at my age. Hmm. Other than like a 16 or 18 year old would, you know.
Right.
So
are you thinking about going to college?
I am, yes. I've always loved special education. I worked with the kids even when I was 14 through 18, and then God blessed me with my own. So I hope to go to school for special education, and then one day have plans to open my own school locally for autism and special needs here in Kansas.
Well, Kelly, you're just bowling me over here. I'm so impressed with your achievement here and how you've handled all this. That's Kelly Morris. Again, Kelly, congratulations and thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Yes, thank you.
And Greg Harp was the Chief Development Officer for the Graduation Alliance. Greg, thanks for your time as well.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having us on.
You bet. That's it for today. You've been listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. We'll be back tomorrow.